MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 16, 2025. Two Peabody teachers have been placed on leave after allegedly making some comments about Charlie Kirk. The state lifts restrictions on fentanyl strips. Partly cloudy near 70, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 7:30 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News. Two Peabody Veterans Memorial High School teachers have been placed on leave for comments they allegedly made about the death of Charlie Kirk, a conservative activist and founder of Turning Point USA, who was shot and killed at a September 10 event at Utah Valley University. One teacher was placed on leave Friday and the other on Saturday due to alleged violations of district policies and procedures pending an investigation, according to Superintendent Josh Vidala, talking to the Salem News on Monday. Vidala confirmed the investigation is related to, but not limited to, social media posts regarding Kirk. He's quoted as saying, "We take these allegations very seriously and will follow district protocols with respect to this matter." He said he would not comment on the teachers' identities or provide more information on the allegations because it's a personnel issue. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that lawmakers on Beacon Hill are easing restrictions on fentanyl test strips to help curb an ongoing wave of opioid-related overdoses deaths. The State Senate Ways and Means Committee on Thursday advanced legislation to remove criminal or civil liabilities for the sale, possession, and distribution of fentanyl test strips and other equipment used to identify the synthetic opioid. The measure, which passed with bipartisan support, would take the strips off the state's list of drug paraphernalia. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
According to WFXT-TV, police are investigating after a pair of schools in Lynn were broken into and vandalized over the weekend. Vandals broke into Lynn English High School and Classical High School early Saturday morning, according to Lynn police. The damage was removed over the weekend, and classes continued uninterrupted on Monday. And Ethan Foreman's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Heading into the holiday season, the city of Gloucester is proclaiming September as Hunger Action Month and marking the Open Doors efforts to fight food insecurity in the city and the region. On Thursday, September 18 at noon, Mayor Greg Verga is scheduled to issue a proclamation at the food pantry's headquarters at 28 Emerson Avenue. The event is being held after the city council, at its most recent meeting at City Hall, recognize the nonprofit food pantry's efforts to help thousands of families in the region get by. For those who want to donate food items, a collection box has been set up in the rotunda at City Hall, 9 Dale Avenue. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, in high school boys soccer from yesterday, Swampscott beat Gloucester 4-1 as the Big Blue got goals from four different players. Beverly Edge Marblehead 3-2 in a tight match as the Panthers improved to 5-0 on the season. In girls' soccer, Swampscott shut out Gloucester 7-0, led by a two-goal performance from Fiona Keeney. Marblehead and Beverly tied at 0-0, and Masconomet blanked Danvers 2-0 with goals from Sophie Nelson and Brooke Haggerty. Peabody Field Hockey picked up its first win of the season, 8-0 over Malden. Chris Tronsoco with three goals for the Tanners. Marblehead beat Everett 3-0. St. Mary's top Bishop Fenwick 2-1 in the Catholic Central League to go to 5-0-1 on the season. Alyssa Norden scored both Spartan goals. The Marblehead volleyball team beat Peabody 3-0 behind the strong play of Lila Moniz and Greta Sachs. Magicians are now 4-1. St. John's Prep Football opens its league schedule this week against Central Catholic, and according to Prep coach Brian St. Pierre, Central is as formidable as ever.
typical Central team, really good in all three phases. They're experienced. They have some size up front on offense, experienced quarterback, experienced running back. I want to say most of their front seven is back on defense, so it's a typical Central team. They're well coached. They play hard. They're always good. They're always in the top of their league, and they're always in the top 10 in the state. They're always a contender, and that'll be no different this year.
St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. The Red Sox were off last night, and tonight they host the Athletics at Fenway Park. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.